Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Visa by Paul Chutkow. Sophie, I have to ask, did you know anything about Armand Hammer before this book?
Honestly, I'd heard the name, but I thought he was just some oil tycoon who happened to have good relations with the Soviets. But this book is not about oil at all. It's about a single piece of paper, an exit visa, and how he used his influence to get them for thousands of Soviet Jews.
Right? And the whole thing is just so improbable. Here's this American capitalist, a friend of Lenin's, who ends up becoming a one-man visa machine. He'd be in the middle of negotiating an oil deal, and then he'd casually bring up a family that was stuck, and just like that, the visa would get approved.
It's wild. But the book doesn't pretend he's a saint. He was a complicated guy, and Chutkow really leans into that. He made deals with a repressive regime, and some people saw him as a pawn. But he also got results.
Yeah, I mean, the system was just absurd. The book goes into detail about how Soviet Jews had to fill out endless paperwork, face interrogations, and often get denied for no reason. It was designed to crush hope. And then Hammer comes in, not by fighting the system, but by exploiting its weaknesses.
Exactly. He knew that the Soviet bureaucracy had this weird flexibility for the powerful. So he'd use his personal relationships with Brezhnev or Gorbachev to create exceptions. He'd call in favors, bring gifts, tell jokes, and whatever worked.
And it worked. The book has these incredible stories of families who had given up, and then out of nowhere, their visas were approved. One family got the news on the very day they'd lost all hope.
That part got me. It's so easy to think of the Cold War in terms of big geopolitical moves, but this book brings it down to human scale. These were real people just trying to live their lives.
There's one story about a young man who couldn't study because of his Jewish heritage, and he ended up becoming a successful scientist in the U.S. And an elderly couple who hadn't seen their kids in over a decade. Hammer made that reunion happen.
But here's the thing, Hammer wasn't doing it for publicity. He didn't make a big show of it. The book argues that he had a genuine belief in personal relationships overcoming political obstacles.
I pushed back on that a little when I was reading. I mean, he definitely benefited from his Soviet connections. It's not like he was pure altruism. But then I think about the families he helped, and it's hard to argue with the outcome.
Yeah, and the book doesn't shy away from the moral complexity. It asks whether it's okay to work with a bad system to do good. I don't think there's an easy answer.
Still, I kind of love the message that one person can make a difference. You don't have to be a world leader. You just need to be persistent and use whatever leverage you have.
And that's the takeaway for me. It's a story about hope, but also about the fact that change is often messy and imperfect. Hammer was flawed, but he acted.
Right? The book made me think about what I could actually do if I cared enough. Probably not getting visas from the Kremlin, but still.
Speaking of going deeper, if you want to check out more stories like this, the whole 7-Minute Books library is on the app. You can read or listen to over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. So that's Visa. A reminder that even in the darkest systems, a single person can crack the door open for others. We'll see you in the next one.